All right, let's get to some group therapy now.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show. You two always make my mornings better.
Thank you.
Need some real talk, though. Maybe a little help from your listeners.
Okay.
I'm 30, been with my husband for 5 years, married for three.
Okay.
Lately, I feel like we've hit a serious rut. We both work full-time, sometimes long hours, and by the time the weekend rolls around, it's just chores, errands, maybe zoning out in front of the TV, and repeat. So here's the part I kind of feel guilty saying out loud. There are days when I pull into the driveway, open the garage door, see his car already there, and my gut reaction is, ugh.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I don't want to deal with him yet. That sounds so awful, right? I used to be super fun, spontaneous. We used to laugh, go on adventures, do dumb little things that made life feel light and exciting. Now I just feel tired and boring, like we're roommates who occasionally watch the same Netflix show. We don't have kids. We've talked about it. Honestly, though, I can't imagine bringing a child into this version of our relationship.
Yeah.
It just feels like that would pile on more responsibility than what we already really need. What we really need is fun and connection again. I don't want to give up. I really don't. But how do you get back that spark when life just feels like a constant grind? Have either of you felt stuck in this? How do you shake things up and reconnect when everything feels so stuck? Thanks for being awesome and maybe giving me some hope.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Poor Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like life is getting, you know, life is lifing. And
you're in a kind of a grind right now.
Yeah. And it's one of those things.
How do we get off the hamster wheel?
Right. Where you kind of have to almost. Well, I'll tell you what my wife and I do. And we will literally put calendar invites in our Google schedule, in our Google calendar. And
for
just
dates.
For just like activities. Yeah, things. It could be dates. It could be just stuff together. It could be things like that. But things that we can, put on the calendar so we know that, okay, here's a time, here's a commitment, here's a part of the week where we are just you and I.
Right. And, you know, and again, this shouldn't be difficult because you don't have the kids to worry about.
Right.
I mean, that can really take over your life a little bit. And if you're already feeling like you can't set aside the time to reconnect and have some fun, then yes, you should absolutely push pause on bringing kids into that scenario because that's going to really amp that up. And you need to figure out ways to reestablish that connection before anybody else is involved. Brittany says you need date nights on the weekends. Doesn't have to be expensive. Don't just spend your weekends doing chores.
Yeah.
Or is doing chores your excuse to not?
Oh, that's a good point.
You're saying when you see his car, you say, ugh, and don't want to deal with him. That's the part that really worries me.
Yeah. Oof. All right.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. What are your tips, keys for getting out of a rut, especially if you've been in one, and every relationship goes through these. So
yeah, and you really have to, you know, it's that really the part we need to worry about is when she sees this car, it's like, ugh, I don't want to deal with him. How do we attack that part of the scenario? Because you need to start to, you want to be excited to see him again.
Sure.
How do we stir that back up?
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. So our listener, Hannah, kind of stuck in a rut. She has been with her husband 5 years, married for three. And they feel like they are just checking boxes, going through the motion of what used to be a very fun and spontaneous relationship, according to her.
Yeah, now she feels like, okay, well, when she gets home and the garage door lifts and she sees his car already there, she's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a line that's sticking out to a lot of us. Like, we need to recapture, you know, what you guys, what first attracted you to each other when you started dating. Lisa says, I felt this way in my marriage. We ended up hating each other to the point of divorce.
Yeah.
Make the time to work through it. Schedule time for things that you used to do when you were dating and you were fun. Adulting sucks. Sometimes you just need a break. And trust me, you do not want to be in this dating pool, so make it work, LOL.
You don't want to be with us, so make it work. Yeah, and you know what? I will say there are a lot of people who are chiming in and saying, hey, don't have the answer here, but would love to hear what other people say because I'm in the same situation.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. Not alone. Got another person who messaged us and said, you know, Jake said, just take a day off where you and your husband spend some quality time. I was going through the exact same thing. You know, so it's one of those things where, like I said before, I think you almost need to make it official in the sense of, okay, hey, instead of, you know, when you're exhausted at the end of the night.
Right.
I get it. Sometimes you just want to just decompress and do your own thing, right?
Sure.
But at least once, maybe once a week you start and just try to put something on the calendar for you and him.
Yeah, Susie says you need a vacation. You know, take a vacation day. Call in, just like they said. Take a day together to do something or go to a place that you haven't done yet. Like, start creating new memories. And Randy on Facebook had a really good suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Try something like a couple's activity book or a date night book. They have some fun ones on Amazon. You roll the dice, pick a new place to go once a month or a new date activity to try.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're going through is normal, but it does take some active effort to get out of it. You need to communicate with each other. Maybe he's feeling the exact same way. Sometimes we get so caught up in managing being a husband right. and a wife that we forget to be best friends and have fun too. And she even like took a screenshot of some of the ones she's talking about.
Oh, good.
Which is a, you know, a practical way to like, that might be a fun way to, you know, just suggest that. Say, hey, I feel like, you know, we've been in a little bit of a hamster wheel grind lately. Let's do some fun things together.
I mean,
I think we both need it.
And look, there are plenty of people that are like, listen, that's life, girl.
Right. Yes. Sure. But yes, and a lot of people agree you don't want to like start the family at this point until you start getting the marriage back to a healthy level. You need to figure out how to manage that connection.
Yeah, kids add stress. Sorry.
Oh, 1,000%. That's going to add, the stress you're feeling stress. Right now is going to be amped up about 15 times.
Yeah.
When you add in taking care of another human that mm-hmm. tends to take over your life.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it can bond you in ways that you've never sure. had before, but then it can also pile on to the stress that you're already feeling.
Right, exactly.
So get that part worked out first.
I don't know if we landed on something great for her, but
we did. You know, Randy. Okay. I think we're hinging all of our hopes and dreams on Randy and her book, her date night activity book. She
okay.
linked on Amazon. That's a good place to start.
Okay,
and,
I mean,
you know, and it's also just talk to your husband. Like, hey, this is kind of how I'm feeling. Are you feeling it too? Like, right?
Yeah, because
feel like this is just kind of
you should be able
this rinse, you know, shampoo, rinse, repeat.
You should be able to say that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Like, hey, feeling this way. How do you feel? Let's figure
let's
this
do
out.
Do something about it.
Together. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. A lot of people are in your situation. So if you
and
could.
You're probably going to go through this again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're 3 years into your marriage, just think about the long haul. And yeah, you're going to have periods of time. It's an ebb and flow.
Yeah.
So figure out the tools to get out of it now so that you can keep reincorporating that and keep the connection strong so that, you know, when this starts to happen again, you recognize and be like, uh-oh, getting in the rut again. Let's get out. Let's go do something fun together.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I know it's tough, but keep us posted. That is group therapy.